Hello everyone, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great show lined up for you today that I hope you're going to enjoy. I'm going to treat it as a bit of a road trip. It's the sort of music that I might take with me on a road trip. And I hope that you're going to enjoy my road trip. We're heading from Hamilton in the North Island right down to Wellington to see my son Mike. And this is the sort of music that I take to play in the road trip with me. Let's hear a bit more of this tune before we get it to hear some Dua Lawson. This is a banjo break. Of course, I'll have some Dua Lawson with me, and I'm going to play a track from his Hallelujah in My Heart LP, which I'd probably have in the car with me. And it's a tune called Always Here. It's great to hear Doyle sing lead on some of his tunes. Let's have a listen.
Earthly friends, they will forsake you. Doubts and fears may grip your soul, but our God will always stand true. He's the one who made us whole. Though the trials of life be many and the sky be dark and drear, all your burdens carry, and you will find him always there. Everlasting, never failing, Jesus cast away all fear. So when trouble comes assailing, you will gospel story with our Jesus always there. Everlasting, never failing, Jesus cast away all fear. So when trouble comes a-sailing, you will find him always.
It's great to have some Dua Lawson accompanying me in the car as I go on my road trip. I'd often have an album that I've got from a friend or something like that that I need to have a listen to and find out what's on the album. And I have such an album in my hands now, and it's been in my car for a little while. Southern Filibuster, tribute to Tut Taylor. Anne Lyons and Colin Swindell's lent this to me, and it's got some great music. Jerry Douglas put it together using a whole bunch of different dobro players to play a tribute to Tut Taylor. And it's got some great music on it. And the first track I'm going to feature is one from Randy Hall, and he's playing a tune that Tut called Resophonic Guitar, and it sounds like this. ¶¶ Great tune there on the Dobro. I always like to have some music like that accompanying me on my road trip. I've had it off. The trip to Wellington probably takes about 7 hours at the pace I drive, and I stop several times on the route to stretch my legs and do all the things that you need to do when you stop. My first stop might even be about at a little town called Tirau to buy coffee, or maybe at Pitaru just a bit further on from that, because it's nice to have a flat white accompanying you on your road trip, as well as some bluegrass music. Now, I just about always have some Joe Mullins in the car with me, because I just really enjoy his music. My mate in Australia, Bruce O'Hara, said, "You ought to listen to Joe Mullins." And man, it's the best thing I ever did. His album, The Story We Tell, is one of the few bluegrass albums I've got where I've played every one of the tunes on this radio show. Back Porch Bluegrass has featured Joe Mullins, and it's just a great player. And I'm going to play one now. The band is Joe on banjo and vocals, Mike Terry on mandolin and vocals, and I see that Mike has just recently left the group and has been replaced. Dwayne Sparks plays guitar and does vocals, Randy Barnes on bass, Jason Barry on fiddles, and here's a song called In the Short Rose Now.
As a lad, my family made our living from the land. We worked the fields from sun to sun with tired and callous hands. Smile as darkness fell and my head would slowly bow. Oh, don't quit, son, we're almost done. We're in the short rows now. We're in the short rows now. We'll make it through somehow. Oh, don't quit, son, we're almost done. We're in the short rows now. Since I've worked with Dad, I've known hard times, I've lived and loved, I've seen and I've had. I know my days are numbered now, all heaven will allow. Though I'll endure, I know for sure I'm in the short rows now. I'm in the short rows now, I'll make it through somehow. For sure, I'm in the short rows now. If you're listening now, my friend, hear the story I tell. Make every day that you have left a day that you live well. Tell those you love just how you feel, for soon you'll make this vow. Where did it go? All that I know, I'm in the short rows now. I'm in the short rows now. I'll make it through somehow. Where did it go? All that I know, I'm in the short rows now. I'm in the short rows now. I'll make it through somehow. I've had my fun, my race is run. I'm in the short rows now.
Joe Mullins. Collins and the Radio Ramblers in the Short Rows now, and they're great company to have on a road trip. We're heading south, folks, from Hamilton, heading down the main road to Wellington to visit my son, and this is the sort of music that I take with me. Maybe we're an hour out. We're probably at Tokoroa by now, a town called Tokoroa, but you tend to just pass by Tokoroa and head through the pine forest. There's pine forest there, big timber mill at Kinleith, and you drive through there. It's fairly not much population, and you really need some bluegrass music with you. And of course, I would have my best friend Claire Lynch with me in the car, accompanying me. This time she's on an album called Crowd Favourites, and man, many of these songs are my favourites too. And I'm going to play for you a song called Train Long Gone. Jim Hurst on guitar, David Harvey on mandolin, Missy Raines on bass. We remember Missy Raines, don't we? She was in this very studio almost a year ago now, and she and her band played some fine music right in the studio, and I talked to her and interviewed her for the program. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Charlie Cushman on banjo, one of my favorite banjo players. And this song, Train Long Gone, is a real beauty. Here's Claire Lynch.
Shed anymore, I'm afraid they might wear out my face.
Clear.
Yes, it's clear to me now that his love can never be replaced. Because love may be gone, but never forgotten. His memory won't leave you alone. And the train may be long gone from the station, but you still hear
Claire Lynch, Train Long Gone. Great company on a road trip, I tell you. Probably down at Taupo now and maybe stopping for a toilet break. At Wairakei, just near Wairakei, is the Hooker Falls, which is a great big torrent of water that is exiting our lake in the middle of the North Island, Lake Taupo. And it's nice to have a look at that every now and then and just be impressed by the sheer power of the water coming out in this absolute torrent from Lake Taupo. That's the Hooker Falls, spelt H-U-K-A. So you're getting a scenic trip as well as a road trip and a bluegrass program here. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. And they can meet all your needs with instruments and accessories and good advice. Go and see the people at Shearer's Music. They've been helping musicians in Hamilton for more than 50 years. I bought my first banjo, an old German Framus banjo, and that was the one I learnt to pick on. So since then, they've supplied lots of strings and picks and all sorts of other things. And they can for you too. Thank you, Shearer's. Well, of course, if I'm going to have Claire Lynch, I've got to have Rhonda Vincent, and she's always good company on a road trip. And I've got an album here, Good Thing Going, and one of the songs written by Dottie Rambo, Just One of a Kind. I'd like to play that one for you because it's one of my favourites, and when I hear it coming up on the CD, it's great. Just One of a Kind, Rhonda Vincent and The Rage.
Of my soul, locked within my troubled mind, there's a boy I can't forget, cause he's just one of a kind. Just a plain old-fashioned boy, the kind a girl don't have to tame. When he starts to settle down, proud to let her wear his name. Within my hand I hold the key. Do I dare to set him free? Got a feeling in my mind that he's just one of a kind.
Vincent with the Dottie Rambo song Just One of a Kind. I recently got a CD that I'd ordered yet it's one of the first albums that I ever had for bluegrass music, Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. It was an album assembled by Mike Seeger. He recorded most of the bands. They were all bands around his home place of Washington, D.C. in the USA. And some of the local bands there playing a real broad collection of bluegrass music. And it was provided us, my friend Alan and I, with a definitive view of what bluegrass music was really all about. And when I put the CD on the player and listened again, and brought back so many memories, because I'm not sure what happened to the vinyl album, and I've sort of missed it. And so I'll be having this on my next road trip. And but I'm going to play for you now a track called Katie Klein, Don Stover, Everett Lilly, and Chubby Anthony, I think it is. It's just called Stover, Lilly, and Anthony. The original album, the Folkways album, came out with lots of notes, and I must dig those out of my archives and study up on these bands a bit more. But here's Katie Klein, Tell Me That You Love Me.
That you love me, Katie Klein. Tell me that your love's true as mine. Tell me that you love your own turtle dove. Tell me that you love me, Katie Klein. If I was a little bee, away from the hive I'd fly. I'd steal a kiss from a true lover's lips, then back to the hive I would fly.
Tell me that you love me, Katie Klein. Tell me that your love true is mine. Tell me that you love your own turtle dove. Tell me that you love me, Katie Klein.
I'd never build my nest on the ground. I'd build my nest in some hollow tree where the bad boys couldn't tear it down.
Tell me that you love me, Katie Klein. Tell me that your love's true as mine. Tell me that you love your own turtle dove. Tell me that you love me, Katie Klein.
Oh, that book back a few memories to me, and maybe you, if you had some of those early albums. That came out about 1959, I believe, and it would have been the first bluegrass that many people about my age heard, and certainly on record, and it was a great source of music for us. Well, we're heading south on the road trip. We've gone through Taupo. We actually bypassed Taupo on a little bit of expressway there, and Taupo's a beautiful little town, but you can get bogged down there in traffic. It sits right on the edge of Lake Taupo, but we went past it. You can still see the lake, and it gets into the very scenic part of the trip now, because the road, the south of Taupo, you're going around the edge of the lake, and it's just very picturesque. And over the other side of the lake is the three mountains in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, Mount Narahoe, Mount Ruapehu, which is the biggest, and Mount Tongariro. And for about April through to November, there's always snow on them because they're a great skiing destination for those who like to ski, and it's very picturesque with the lake in front and the snow-covered mountains in the back. And we're heading down there, and what are we listening to? The Bluegrass Album Band. Of course we are. You've got to have the Bluegrass Album Band with you when you go on a road trip. Here they are doing the song We May Meet Again Someday. Album Band, We May Meet Again Someday. That was really a lesson in how to do backup on a great bluegrass tune. This backup by J.D. Crowe was just superb, and also Bobby Hicks, they just do a masterful job there. Well, we're heading south, and as you go around the lake, you get down to the town called Waiuru, and now you're starting to get into the rougher country because we've got the desert road to go over. Now, to us, it's called the desert road, and it's really about 40, 50 kilometres of fairly rugged road that is sometimes snow-covered in winter. It's fairly barren by New Zealand terms. You can see the mountain covered with snow just over the countryside a bit further away, and quite often you've got to look up the road forecast to find out whether the desert road is closed by snow or not if you're travelling it in winter. But most of the time it's pretty good, and it's nice to have some music playing while you're there. So earlier in the show we heard Dawr Lawson, so we might hear another bit of Dawr Lawson. I love his gospel music, it always just sounds great. And we're going to have a tune called Highway to Heaven.
There's a highway to heaven that I'm traveling every day. It's a highway that's guarded by Jesus all the way.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul. Leaving signs from day to day, and she taught me of this highway so I would not go astray.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul. Till the Savior takes me home to his mansion in glory where his light has ever shone.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul.
This is John Kanowski from Awonga, California, and you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenworth.
Well, thanks, John, for that introduction. Really appreciate that. If you'd like to get your voice on the show doing an ID for the program, that'd be great. Do what John did, speak into your telephone. Send it to me at my email, paultrenworth@gmail.com, paultrenworth@gmail.com, and I'll try and fit you into the program somewhere. It might take a time or two to get to you, but we'll just do what we can. What have we got lined up? Oh, a great band to have with you on any road trip is Blue Highway, and I've got the album Blue Highway, It's a Long, Long Road with me. Sean Lane playing mandolin and fiddle and doing tenor vocals and lead vocals. He was on that track just before with Thor Lawson, where he played guitar and sang the tenor vocals too. Wayne Taylor, bass and lead vocals. Tim Stafford, guitar, some lead, some harmony vocals. Rob Ikes on dobro. Jason Burleson on banjo. They're a fine band, Blue Highway. Do some excellent music, write a lot of their own songs. And here's one called The One I Left Behind.
Buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind. I used to make a decent living. Just to buy my wine. So buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind. Thank you.
always on my mind. So, buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind.
That's Blue Highway, the one I left behind. Great tune there. Well, we're heading south on our road trip and getting down through Waiuru, which is an army town right in the middle of the North Island. Often gets snow there. It's often pretty cold because it's quite a high altitude and you're right in the middle of things when you're at Waiuru. Stop for a comfort stop, but then again, I do that quite often on the way. And head down further to Taihape. Might have some lunch or at least a bite to eat at Taihape and a cup of coffee. Hope you're enjoying the road trip with me. I know many of you live in all parts of the world. It'd be great to do road trips with you around your part of the world. So I figured you'd like to do one with me around my part of the world. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. All around the world, Ireland, UK, USA, Canada. I know there's people there, New Zealand, Australia, all sorts of places that people get to listen. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. My mouth's not working now. And all the people that are listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand as well. This program starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, where it is first aired, but then it's aired on radio stations throughout New Zealand different times during the week, and also the radio stations in Canada that takes our access radio programs. Big hi to all you folks, and I hope you're enjoying your road trip with me. We better get back in the car and get on the road. We're heading now down towards Hunterville through mountainous and gully country. But it's farming country, a lot of sheep farming down that area. It's a real pleasant part of the road to drive. It's a two-lane highway all the way. We don't have motorways all the way in New Zealand. We've got them between or exiting some of the major cities, a little bit round out of Auckland, and Wellington's getting a major road to help exit the country. But most of our roads are sort of two-lane highways, and you've got to concentrate pretty much all the time and do your very best to stay on your side of the road. So we're concentrating but listening to a bit of bluegrass as we go, and we're going to hear again from the Mountain Music Bluegrass Style album. Here's Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys.
Neighbors, I'd like to say that this is about one of the oldest songs that I can possibly remember. It was taught to me a long time ago by my mother when I was a little small boy. We hope you enjoy some of the words to it. The title of the song is Little Willie. When I was in my 16th year, little Willie courted me. He said, if I'd run away with you, his dear wife I would be. Was so far away from home when little Willie said to me, go home, my dear little girl, my wife you'll never be. ¶¶
and I know she loved me dear. You brought me far away from home. How can you leave me here? Nature, nature, my dear little girl. Oh, it's nature far too big. My mind is too rambling, and I bid this wide world you. Nature, my dear, oh, it's nature far too big. My mind is too rambling, and I bid this wide world you.
A track from Mountain Music, bluegrass style, and that was Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys, Little Willie. We've got a bit of live music happening around Hamilton. Morrinsville Country Music Club's up and running, so we've got a concert on the second Friday of each month now. Now that we're allowed to gather together, it's really great. We had a concert just recently and very successful. It was good fun to play music to a live audience again. And Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, is on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club rooms in Hamilton East. 2:30 in Sunday afternoon to 5 o'clock, and we get together and do some jamming, and it's often real good fun, I tell you. But there's live music happening around New Zealand. Not the pubs aren't up and fully running with a lot of music yet, but it's starting to happen. So my thoughts go out to all you people where that's not allowed to happen. Talked to people from the USA recently, and there's no live music happening there, which is a real shame. We're going to hear from the Southern Filibuster album, tribute to Tut Taylor now. This is Megan Lovell with a tune called Rezo Fandango. Thank you. Rizzo Fandango. Great music to have on a road trip with you. Well, we're heading south. We've been driving for about 4 or 5 hours now, coming down to a little town called Levin. Quite a nice little town, actually. And I'll probably stop there to look at the op shops because they've got some great opportunity shops there and never know what you're going to pick up and buy. Always interesting poking around those sorts of places. We got about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours left on our journey. Depends how many stops I make. And I've been delighted to have my bluegrass friends accompanying me on this trip. But you've still got to have the bluegrass album band. Here's Take Me in Your Lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Now come, brothers and sisters, and don't fall asleep, but pray night and day, or you'll sink in the deep. Fathers and mothers are praying so loud. Take me in your lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Are so loud, the thunders are rolling, bursting in the clouds. They pray to their shipmates for what they have done. They took a dying sailor in their lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Bluegrass Album Band, Take Me in Your Lifeboat. Great song, lovely banjo by J.D. Crowe there. Well, we're just about at Wellington, folks. We're quite appropriate here at that last song. We might be driving around the coast at Paraparaumu, which has got the road right beside the sea. Very rocky coastline there. You're down at sea level. In fact, when the wind is from the west, sometimes waves break over the road, and it's pretty exciting going along there. And you look out there and you imagine the sailors that passed through there in days gone by, they might have been looking for a lifeboat as well. I hope you've enjoyed my road trip. We're just about at Wellington. I turn the CD off when I'm in the Wellington traffic so I can concentrate. And it's been great doing my North Island trip with you, and we're going to do it all the way back again tomorrow, maybe, and not quite. Thanks for listening. Here's Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys with A Foggy Mountain Top. Great song. See you later. Listen next week.
Bye. There's something I want you to tell me.